Tom in Arizona, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Talk to me about this thing called stainless steel that stains. Stainless steel appliances and how you clean them.
Yeah, stainless steel and the stains that follow it, right?
Yeah,
you know, everybody thinks it's indestructible and you know, always stays beautiful and silvery looking and all of that, but it is indestructible, but it doesn't stay pretty. You know, it's used a lot in commercial kitchens for a very good reason because it's very, very durable. But if you want it to look, you know, shiny like chrome all the time, that's just not going to happen. So you got to kind of accept that. It's like if you have copper. We had somebody that called once and said, you know, I can't keep my copper gutters without turning green. I'm like, people pay extra for that. You know, that's called patina. It's like the natural way copper turns. And with stainless, it's going to get stained and it's going to get discolored and you're going to have to polish it probably more than you'd like to. But that's just kind of the way it rolls. Right, Leslie?
I mean, it definitely is. And, you know, it's interesting because some of the appliances have made that turn towards the non-fingerprinting stainless. Because it's amazing how quickly stainless steel does get fingerprinty. And one thing I didn't realize, which I should have before I got my stainless fridge, is that you can't put a magnet on it. So then it's like all the fun things you'd put up of your kids, you know, it's kind of useless. You can't put any of those things up. And in fact, some now manufacturers are putting a magnet, a magnetic backing on their stainless so that you can do that.
That'd be a big problem in my house. I don't think I've seen the refrigerator door since it was delivered.
I mean, it's true, but there are, you know, special products that are meant for cleaning stainless steel. It's important that when you do clean the stainless that you wipe it in the grain of the stainless itself because you can then scratch it and cause like a weird swirling pattern. In my opinion, it's gorgeous and I think it's worth the work. So, you know, it's just something you gotta deal with, unfortunately.
What products would you suggest or process to clean?
You know, the one that I actually like actually comes in a wipe format and it's called Weiman. It's Weiman. I know you can get it at Walmart or Bed Bath & Beyond. You can get it in a spray. You can get it in the wipe. I think the wipe kind of just makes it, you know, the easiest to deal with. Plus, then you end up with the extra liquid at the bottom and you can use regular rags when you're done. But I think the important thing is, you know, use a product that's meant for stainless, and you'll find that you have good success with it.
Okay, is there any type of polish to put over that then to help preclude getting stained again right away?
I don't think so, because you're not going to be able to like buff this to keep it clean in that sense. So I think it's just a matter of wiping it down on a regular basis. It's more of a maintenance issue, Tom.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.